So let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion, see, be what? Joyful in that king. Let them praise him how? Let him praise his name how? In the dance. See, I told you the dance floor was open. And y'all gonna get it after a while. I'm gonna keep reminding you, you don't have to sit in your seat. Hold yourself, let yourself go. I'm going to praise my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them sing praises unto him. With what? Timbals, timbal, and harp. Let the Lord take pleasure in his people. See, if God didn't want it, he wouldn't take pleasure in your praise. Let the Lord take pleasure in the people. He will do what? Beautify the meek with salvation. Come on. Let the saints be sad and gloom and downhearted. Oh, let the saints be how? Joyful. Let the saints be joyful in glory. I'm telling you, there's a glory coming. There's an anointing. There's a fresh anointing coming your way. You got an anointing on you, but it's a fresh and great anointing. Hallelujah. To take us to the next place to do things we never done in the realm of the Spirit. So let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. So you ought to get loud sometime on your bed. Hallelujah. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Can you imagine? God wants you to understand how powerful praise is. While you're lying on your bed, the devil's trying to talk loud, just put him on mute. And let the high praise come forth. And it'll be like a two-edged sword in your hand. And now while he's trying to trouble your sleep, he'll have to get out of your place. He have to vacate the area, because God will fill the place with his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, I tell you. Hallelujah. You can fill your bedroom full of the presence of God. Hallelujah. God, you don't have to be in this building to have the presence of God. God dwells right here on the inside of you. And he'll fill the place where you are sitting by yourself. Hallelujah. Whether you're a family, whether your husband, wife, or family, he'll fill your house with his presence. Hallelujah. Keep on going. Is that all of it? Hallelujah. Why would he do it? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. God said, I'll take care of my own. Hallelujah. I said, God said, I'll take care of my own. See, he said, if you'll do it, I'll execute. If you'll praise me, hallelujah. Woo. To do what? To bind their king with chain and their nobles with feathers of iron. Hallelujah. Why do you lock stuff up? You ever have a mean dog, you put him in a pen. He barks, but he can't get to you. Why you lost this? We had stuff on the farm, and you know, hogs and bulls and cows and all that kind of stuff. Some of them were bad. We'll lock them down. You know what I mean? Put them where they can't do what they're doing. That's what God says. Your praise will shut the enemy down. Hallelujah. Stop his operation against you, and you become the victor. Hallelujah. He become the defeated one. Glory to God. So let the high praise of God be in your mouth, become a two-edged sword in your hand. Hallelujah. This honor, what did it say? This honor has what? All the saints. How many saints? This honor has all of his saints. Glory be to God. Don't forfeit and throw away this honor. This is an honor to praise God. It's not a dread or something to make you shame, something to make you feel little, embarrass you. It's an honor. It's an honor to lift your hand. It's an honor to tell God I love you. It's an honor to say praise the Lord. It's an honor to give thanks to the Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, that's not all. I'm just stopping. That's all. I'm just stopping because I've gone past further than I want to plan to go. Hallelujah. All right, ushers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus, for he has done great things for you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thanks be to Jesus. How great. How great is our God. You're a great God. Isn't that right? You're great, you're great, you're great, you're great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. That's why we can go to sleep at night and rest so peacefully. Hallelujah. Because we have a great God who have provided us with great things. Hallelujah. We have angels that encamp round about us to keep us from the harm and dangers that surround us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Will everybody stand with me? Praise be to Jesus. Father, how we love you, honor you. We bless you. Father, we bless you and we pray for all of this people that's here, those that are viewing us by live streaming. They're precious in your eyes. They're precious to you. Lord, we speak blessing on them. We agree with them. We release your blessing on their lives as they release what was in their hand, their giving, their sowing. We thank you, Lord, that you said you will multiply what we sow, and then you increase the fruits of our righteousness. We thank you, Lord, for open doors. We thank you for opportunities that they will experience this week. They will some will receive increase unexpectedly on their job. Some will get increase from other sources and places, I should say, other places and other channels that will flow. You will cause blessing and increase to flow in their lives because that's how faithful you are. But our eyes is on you. We look into you, we trust you, and we thank you that we don't lack anything, we don't come behind nowhere, and we're full because you said the thief come to steal, but you came to give us life and to give it to us abundant, more abundantly to the overflow. So I thank you for overflowing blessing, continue flowing into the lives of your people. And I thank you, Lord, we'll be living examples of the risen Christ and all that you've done for us, that we'll tell it wherever we go. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen.